Let's go back downstairs. Akash Fodderdars in the Fremantle rooms. Akash.
Thanks, Clint. Yeah, I've got Alex Pearce with me. Alex, tough loss. What do you put it down to?
Yeah, very disappointing. There's multiple things when we get beaten like that. Obviously, that's a second wet game that we haven't been able to get it done. And I just heard Cara talking then about changing the way we play a little bit. And we did speak about trying to be a little bit more direct and take some field position. But obviously, we couldn't do that. And we did over-possess a few times. And when we did go forward, their plus one hurt us a little bit. They were able to get numbers back. And from a defensive point of view, we weren't able to get it done for some of those contests. We got beaten. They took a few too many forward 50 marks and were able to score off that.
And you played in the wet last week and obviously had a similar result. So what sort of things did you talk about during the week, looking at, of course, today's forecast, knowing it was going to be another wet one?
Yeah, we thought last week we got beaten around the ball a little bit. They hunted better than us and sort of outworked us. They got numbers for the ball. So it was definitely spoken about that when it's wet, it's a bit scrappier and need to be a little bit cleaner, and some of that contested ball, there's more of it and it's more important. I still think we probably got done on that regard. It probably wasn't the biggest issue for us for the game. We thought last week we still had opportunities where we could have played our way and not played so wide and so straight. So we did mention that today, but there was obviously when it's raining as heavy as what it was for certain periods of the game, that's when we just need to take field position. And there was times out there where it cleared up a little bit and we could probably use our hands a little bit more. But being able to adapt to those different styles within game, I don't think we did that very well. We weren't really on the same page. I don't think we were connected on defence. They were able to get through us far too easily too many times. In a wet game, we should be able to set up our sort of full ground defence and sort of hold them a bit better.
All right, I'll throw you upstairs to the commentary team for a few questions. You've got Clint Wheeldon, Ben Cameron, Shane Woewerden and Cara Antonio.
Hey, Alex. Cara Antonio here. Disappointing loss, no doubt, for the boys. As a back six, I thought across the ground Collingwood were fantastic with their tackle pressure and beat you guys at your own game. Did you feel suffocated as a back six? Because the forwards, they laid a number of tackles inside forward 50.
Yeah, we knew coming in that they've got quite a few dangerous smalls and they like to lay tackles. And I think all around the ground, their pressure was better than ours. When we were on that good stretch through the early part of the year, it was our pressure that, like sort of touched on, was one of the best parts of our game. And I thought that, all around the ground, their pressure was just a level above ours. And in those conditions today, that can be quite telling.
Yeah, PC, commiserations, mate. Shane Woewerden here. Do you feel like you lost a bit of shape behind the ball as well? And particularly early, I felt at times your running backs were getting caught too high. Now, I know sometimes they've put Degoe up, they put Crisp up into the midfield from forward, and you feel like you just couldn't get your spare behind, because sometimes the pressure around the ball wasn't enough, but you didn't have your spare in place either.
Yeah, we spoke about that just after the game, a few backs and mids, and we've played teams earlier on the year that have those really attacking mids and those forwards who start in stoppages and spit forward, and we have been able to handle them previously, but I don't think we handled it too well today. They are quite smart with how they sort of flip with a bit of width, so it's sometimes hard to catch them coming through. But yeah, we needed to be better. Our halfbacks and our mids need to be able to communicate a little bit better, and we knew going in that that's what they were going to do. And yeah, there was multiple times today that we'd sort of win the clearance and then all of a sudden they'd win it back and look forward and they'd have one or two spare. So we'll definitely look at it. It's on the backs and the mids a little bit to be able to sometimes, yeah, one has to do it, but there needs to be communication. And yeah, there wasn't, we lacked a bit of connection out there, I think, tonight.
Alex, Ben Cameron here. Thanks for your time. I did see an Instagram post from yourself about the boots you were wearing today for Indigenous Round. What can you tell us about the boots and what this round means to you?
Yeah, so I had a friend of mine who is actually Brady Gray's sister. Brady Gray, former Fremantle player. So we both have Palawa Indigenous heritage. So yeah, it was really special for her to paint my boots, and there was some meaning on the on the boots. There was a map of Tassie Tiger paw prints and sort of symbols that represented the journey that I've had from Ulverston over to Fremantle, and sort of paying homage to some Tasmanian Indigenous history. And yeah, this is always a really special round, and it's the first time that I've had the boots painted, and to go through that process was really nice. Unfortunately, with the weather out there, a bit of the paint has come off, so she won't be too happy with me, I don't think. That might have to get a little bit of a touch up from them before they go to the pool room.
Alex Klint-Wilden, the last one, massive test next week against NAM. How do you get yourself up for it after the last two rounds?
Yeah, look, we've obviously known it's been coming, and we'd like to have a bit more momentum behind us going into the game, but look, it's really exciting coming up against the best team in the comp at the G. Look, we're at the moment licking our wounds. We'll take the next 48 hours to review the game. Think about, we can't just sweep this under the rug. We have to look at it and learn from how we perform tonight. But it's going to be exciting. 6 day break, which is sometimes nice when you have a tough loss, that we have to move on really quickly. But it's really exciting. It's going to be a great test. Everyone loves playing against good teams at the G. That's where we need to stand up and get it done. So, yeah, look, it's going to be exciting for us.
Looking forward to that. Thanks for having a chat to us after the loss. Best of luck against the Demons next week.
Thanks, everyone.
Alex Pearce downstairs. Good of him to join us here on Grandstand AFL.